Before the attacks in Norway today, the headlines in Europe belong to Greece. That's because late yesterday, European Union leaders agreed on a second bailout for the heavily indebted Greek government. Athens gets about $150 billion on top of a similar package from last year. The new bailout takes some pressure off the euro, but questions remain about Greece's long-term ability to pay its debts, as the world's Jerry Hatton reports.
This is the message that's calmed the bond markets, at least for now, delivered yesterday by José Manuel Barroso, the European Commission president.
We improved the Greek debt sustainability. We took measures to stop the risk of contagion. And finally, we committed to improve the Eurozone's crisis management.
How did Eurozone leaders do all this? First, they agreed to lower the interest rate on Greece's emergency loans to 3.5% and extended the loans from 7.5 to 15 years. Portugal and Ireland get the same breaks too. It means, in theory at least, that these governments will now be able to go on paying their monthly bills. For Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou, the 11th-hour deal was a last-minute lifesaver.
We now have a program and a package of decisions which create a sustainable path for Greece, a sustainable debt management for Greece, and this in the end, of course, will mean not only the funding of a program, but it will also mean the lightening of the burden on the Greek people.
But as Commission President Barroso suggested, the new so-called European Marshall Plan is as much about saving Greece's neighbors as Greece itself. Italy and Spain have seen the interest they pay on borrowing soar in recent days as Europe seemed unable to cope with the crisis. And the more those interest rates go up, the more governments have to cut spending. In Spain, such cuts are already being felt by doctors and their patients. On a recent afternoon, hundreds of healthcare workers at Barcelona's Dos de Maig hospital held an emergency meeting to save the hospital itself. The government wants to close it to save money. That would create big problems, according to hospital physician Sandra Marín.
El puesto de trabajo de unas 450 personas.
450 people will lose their jobs, Marín says. On top of that, last year we took in more than 1,000 patients from a hospital up the road because it was so full, people were spending days on cots in the hallways. For non-emergency care, recent cuts mean that Spaniards must now wait on average 6 months for treatment. Given that, the Spanish government is celebrating the Greek deal today, since it's caused its own interest rates on bonds to drop significantly. But big questions remain about how the new Greek bailout will be implemented. For the first time, private banks are being asked to voluntarily accept lower interest rates on their Greek bonds. That could save Greece $75 billion over 3 years. But the ratings agency Fitch has already declared that this so-called haircut amounts to a temporary Greek default. And that could trigger a new rise in interest rates. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.